ESPN 102.5 The Game, Luke Rogers and Braden Gall here on The Morning Show.
Yeah, we are.
Josh Ward joining us from WNML in Knoxville at Josh_Ward. Josh, how are you, sir? Welcome to the program.
Yeah, doing well. Great to be with you guys.
So, recruiting, National Signing Day, Jeremy Pruitt. I did not expect the Tennessee Vols to close big with any names on the top of their board. However, I did expect something to happen. How would you describe yesterday for the Tennessee Vols in recruiting on National Signing Day?
I would describe yesterday, just Wednesday, the day itself, as a disappointment for Tennessee, because Tennessee went into the day on the board with so many big-time prospects that Tennessee had aggressively pursued and tried to sign, and really didn't sign any of them. Now, J.J. Peterson is a big-time player that Tennessee signed yesterday, and he had been committed for a month. So that is a four-star linebacker that Alabama wanted, and Tennessee got him. So he's a nice addition. All the other players, though, that were more undecided going into signing day decided to go elsewhere. And I think in some positions where Tennessee had a really big need, the Vols kind of came up short, and there's just a lot of work to be done on the roster. Jeremy Pruitt at his press conference was asked specifically about the cornerback position, and it was described to him in the question as a need. Pruitt's response was, well, who said it was a need? And my answer would be Tennessee's coaching staff, because they offered a ton of cornerbacks, and all of the ones that they aggressively went after went elsewhere. So the class itself is okay. I would be with you. I didn't expect a huge finish, but considering who Tennessee went after and all the guys they didn't get, yesterday was a little disappointing for Tennessee.
Josh Ward joining us here, WNML. I know too much is made of one class, especially on a after the early signing period with a new coaching staff. What would be a reasonable expectation for Tennessee Volunteer football recruiting in next year's cycle?
That's a good question. I think the expectation will be very high, and I think that's pretty reasonable considering the staff Jeremy Pruitt has put together has largely been based around going out and recruiting the Southeast. With the different coaches that have come on board and the connections that they have to SEC schools, a lot of guys that he has connections to, having worked with them or been around them, guys that have been on staff at Georgia and Florida State, their goal next year is to go sign as good of a class as they can and try to do something like what we're seeing right now from Georgia and Alabama and Clemson and Ohio State. Now, what makes that difficult is that those schools are going to keep the same expectations as well. But I think next year Tennessee tries to sign a top five to top seven class. And there is kind of a comparison to Butch Jones. When he took over, he had a class that they were in on some big-time players at the end but didn't really sign those guys. Somebody like Von Bell, who ended up going to Ohio State, Tennessee hoped to land him on signing day, didn't. The next year Tennessee had a top five class. And I would say that Tennessee fans will expect Jeremy Pruitt to do something like that, go sign a top five level class. Easier said than done, but that's what Tennessee is going to have to do if it's realistically going to try to close that gap between Georgia and Alabama, two teams that Tennessee faces every year. The scary part is you have all these other first-year coaches that have plans to do the exact same thing, and that's who Tennessee is going to have to go up against.
Josh, question for you about this down recruiting class. Do you think it speaks more to just the short amount of time that Pruitt had to really turn this around, or his staff as a whole, or maybe the perception of the program? Which do you think played more into it being a down year for the Tennessee Vols recruiting, as we talk about it needing to be a very much an up year next year?
Well, it's a good question. I would say my first response would be kind of the perception of the program. If you're trying to beat out Georgia for Quay Walker, it's pretty understandable why Georgia wins the battle. Or if you're trying to beat out Georgia for Tyson Campbell, Georgia wins that one. Alabama brings in Eddie Smith, the cornerback that Tennessee thought it was going to land, and he goes to Tuscaloosa. Change of plans. He's going to sign with Alabama. And Tennessee lost a couple guys to Florida State. That's a program that's in better shape. Timing wouldn't be an issue there with Florida State because Willie Taggart arrived there in Tallahassee after Jeremy Pruitt took over at Tennessee, and Tennessee lost two guys on signing day to the Seminoles, one that Tennessee kind of discovered in Jordan Young. So timing's not an issue there. That's maybe a factor in that Tennessee went after all of these highly touted guys from all over the place. And a few guys from California, Elijah Griffin and Isaac Taylor Stewart, who decided to stay in California and sign with USC. If Tennessee had a year to try to convince Quay Walker to go to Tennessee instead of Georgia, to try to convince Jacob Copeland to play at Tennessee instead of Florida, the Vols probably win one or two of those battles instead of going 0-for. But I would say the state of the program is still the biggest question that Tennessee has to answer for highly touted recruits that have a chance to go anywhere in the country.
Josh Ward joining us here, WNML in Knoxville, at @Josh_Ward. You can follow him there on the Twitters. Tennessee takes on Alabama in basketball. I don't know if you noticed this, but Auburn lost last night, and Tennessee basketball is within one game of first place in the SEC.
It's wild. It really is. And Auburn does have that head-to-head win against Tennessee, but right now the Vols feel like they can beat anybody, and why shouldn't they think that? And the league, as strong as it is and as deep as it is, talking about the SEC, Tennessee's been, over the last few weeks, the most consistent team, you would say, in the league. You would have said going into last night, Tennessee and Auburn, then Auburn loses the game. It's remarkable. I know everybody's pointing this out, that as strong as the league is, as strong as we've seen in a long time, that two teams that got almost no attention at the start of the year, Auburn and Tennessee, the attention Auburn got was for off the court, not what was going to happen on it. It's remarkable. But Tennessee getting that win at Rupp Arena is just such a big deal. I mean, you can go with just the resume talk and what it means to go sweep Kentucky and win in Rupp Arena. That's going to look great when the selection committee is looking at Tennessee and its schedule that it's played. But Tennessee has continued to show that it can play with just about anybody. It has that win against Purdue in the Bahamas. And then to get the wins that it's gotten recently, now 9 of the last 10, Tennessee still went into Rupp thinking, we need to prove something. And I think that happened to hit a big shot late, get a big defensive stop, and history says Kentucky's going to win that game. And somehow Tennessee, not even playing its best basketball, I wouldn't even say close to it, got the win. And coming out of the weekend, there was some national talk of, could Tennessee make a run at a number one seed? It still, to me, seems like a little bit of a long shot, but it's a realistic conversation now. And it's a conversation I can't believe we're having and never would have even brought up just 2 months ago.
Do you think this team can get to that two line? Because I think the two line puts them in Nashville. I think if they can get to that two seed, they can come here potentially. Does that feel right to you?
Yeah, I think that's a very real possibility, because coming out of this past weekend, we looked at the remaining schedule for Tennessee and look at the league. Tennessee could hit a rough stretch and lose a couple of games in a row or two out of three, and it could hold Tennessee where it is right now. But right now Tennessee is maybe more in that three seed line. So could Tennessee move up? Sure, because the Kentucky game looked like the most difficult game remaining, having to go to Rupp. Now Alabama on the road is not going to be easy this week. Florida at home, despite some of the Gator struggles, it's still going to be a challenging game. You have to go to the two Mississippi schools back to back, and that isn't necessarily easy, even though you're probably the better team than Mississippi State, and you definitely are than compared to Ole Miss. But just to answer your question, yeah, I mean, I think anything's in play at this point. And in college basketball, we've seen teams that look like they were going to be power teams at the beginning of the season that have gone through rough stretches. We're now 23 games into Tennessee's season, and we've yet to see them really hit a difficult stretch. They've gotten better as the season's gone along, and the players deserve a ton of credit for that, because they played well on both ends. The offense gets a lot of attention when guys hit shots, but Tennessee's defense, I think, is the biggest reason that the Vols are 18-5 right now and only a game out of first place in the SEC.
Josh, always a pleasure, man. Thanks a lot, dude. We appreciate it.
Hey, you got it. Thanks a lot, guys.
Josh Ward, WNML. Tennessee right now, bracketology came out today. We'll get to what those seeds are when we come back, because there's a lot of SEC seeding that's going on right now.
And are the Vols
in a huge weekend
possibly coming to Nashville?
Yeah, they're very close, and I'll tell you how close they are, because the bracketology came out today, and it's closer than you think. We'll explain when we come back right here. Luke Rogers, Braden Gall, ESPN 102.5 The Game.